Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here today on a Saturday to go over our first day of NBA playoff action. The Mavericks versus Jazz is already officially tipped off. I'm going to be very interested to see how that series goes. Luka Doncic is out today, so it'll be Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie carrying the load for the Mavericks. Obviously, all the drama around Utah with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell's looming futures, and Quinn Snyder maybe going to the Lakers as the next head coach. So we'll see about all of that. But we're going to go over all of the playoff games today for our Saturday slate. Do the same on Sunday. And as you guys know, Nothing But Bets does it every single day. And for the playoffs, player props are back, powered by FanDuel, so we appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead and lock in here and go over our slate. Before we do so, a quick reminder, make sure you check out basketballnews.com every single day and subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. There are so many great podcasts outside of Nothing But Bets you make sure you want to check out every single day. So again, go check out basketballnews.com right now. All right, let's go ahead and dive in to our Saturday slate. Like I mentioned, Jazz versus Mavericks already tipped off. Very intrigued to see how that series goes. So we'll go on to our next game on the board here. I think it's going to be a very intriguing one. All these games today, I think, have some really intriguing angles to follow through here. Our next game on the board is the Memphis Grizzlies hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Grizzlies are 6.5-point favorites today over the Timberwolves in Memphis. I love the Grizzlies in this spot. It's my best bet of the day. Ja Morant, I think he's going to go off in this one. I mean, the Grizzlies have showed all season long as well. They can win without Ja Morant. If Ja Morant gives them a quality game, I think they win. Minnesota, though, is an intriguing matchup for Memphis. Stylistically, they can go head-to-head with Memphis, I think, in a track race, or if they want to slow it down a little bit. I think in the end, we see Memphis win and eventually pull away late in the fourth quarter. I just think Ja Morant and the role players like Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr. kind of stymieing Karl-Anthony Towns down low. And that will be the difference in this one. So we're going to go ahead and lock in here. Grizzlies minus 6.5 over the Timberwolves today in game one of the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. So let's lock that in. Grizzlies minus 6.5 and go over now to our player props. Like I mentioned, I love a big Ja Morant game today. So we're going to lock in Ja Morant over 28.5 points for the Grizzlies. And then as well as another point prop I love here on the board is Anthony Edwards over 22.5 points. I think we see Anthony Edwards have a big game today for Minnesota. Another prop I like here on the board is three-pointers, and it's going to be Karl-Anthony Towns over 1.5 made threes. Cat is one of the best three-point big men shooting bigs of all time. I think we see him get hit multiple today, and it's an easy bet to make here for Karl-Anthony Towns over 1.5 made threes against this Grizzlies defense. So we're going to lock that in here as well. And then a rebound prop that I love here. You guys know by now, he's a wagon on the show. Steven Adams. We're going to go over to his rebound total. Checks in here at 11.5 rebounds. We're going to take Steven Adams here over 11.5 rebounds. So here is our four legs to our same game parlay powered by FanDuel. If you threw this all into the mixture here for the overs, it's a plus 945 odds. So it is as follows. Ja Morant over 28.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 22.5 points. Karl-Anthony Towns over 1.5 made threes, and Steven Adams over 11.5 rebounds. So we're going to lock that in and also take the Grizzlies as a best bet of the day here on Left of the Bets to win and cover these 6.5-point spread against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Next up on the board here, we have the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Toronto Raptors. The Sixers are 4.5-point favorites today against the Raptors in Philadelphia. I think this series is going to go to distance, folks. This is a very evenly matched series. The Raptors have been one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference since the All-Star break. Philadelphia's been kind of out of sync for a little bit. I don't know why James Harden has not lived up to the billing so far in Philadelphia outside of a few games here and there. Joel Embiid's been carrying the Sixers team. I think in this one, though, I think in the end it's going to be Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers winning game one over the Raptors. I love the Raptors' well-balanced attack. I'm on record on the show saying I could see an Eastern Conference Finals run from the Raptors. But for game one, I love the Sixers here. I think in the end we're going to see Philadelphia come out on top on a monster game from Joel Embiid. James Harden, if he even has an average game, I think will definitely help out here. So we're going to go ahead and lock in Sixers minus 4.5 over the Raptors. And now let's go over to our player props here and lock in as well. Like I mentioned, I love a big Joel Embiid game, so we're going to take Joel Embiid over 33.5 points. I think that's a monster number for Embiid there, 33.5, but I do think we see Embiid go over. He's the only consistent offensive threat for Philadelphia, so we're going to take Joel Embiid over 33.5 points. And I also love here on the board, Pascal Siakam from Toronto's side, over 23.5 points. Now let's go over here to rebounds. I love Scottie Barnes to go over on his rebound total. And it's going to be over on 7.5. I think we see Scottie Barnes go over. That's plus money as well, so I think that's a really good value play. So we're going to take Scottie Barnes over 7.5 rebounds. and the assist board on the total. James Harden at 10.5. I think we see Harden really play a big facilitation role today and throughout this series against Toronto and their length and versatility. So we're going to take James Harden over 10.5 assists. So here is our four-leg same game parlay powered by FanDuel. The odds on this one is at plus 1438. That's great odds in my opinion. So we're going to lock in the Sixers to win, but then also these four legs to our same game parlay. Joel Embiid over 33.5 points. Pascal Siakam over 23.5 points. James Harden over 10.5 assists. And Scottie Barnes over 7.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Sixers to win and cover the 4.5 point spread today against the Toronto Raptors. Next up in our final game of the day here for a great Saturday slate in the association for the playoffs officially starting in the NBA, we have the Golden State Warriors hosting the Denver Nuggets. The Warriors are 6.5 point favorites today against the Nuggets. This is a situation to me where I think I actually like the plus points here for Denver. I'm not going to say the Nuggets went outright, but Nikola Jokic has been absolutely incredible to follow along with this year. Aaron Gordon stepped in a big role as well. If the shooters get going for Denver in this one to help out Nikola Jokic, I think we could see this one be a lot closer than many expect. Also, Stephen Curry will be back in the Warriors lineup. He might have a little bit of rust in this one, missing the last, month of the season due to injury. So I think everything stacks up in the direction of not taking the Nuggets here. If you want to sprinkle the money line at plus 215 odds, go ahead and be my guest. But I'm going to take the safer route here and take the plus points with Denver. I'm going to take Denver plus 6.5 on the road today in Golden State. So let's lock that in here. And also, let's go now to FanDuel's player props and lock in our props for this one. I love Nikola Jokic to have a monster game today, and the reason why I'm taking the Nuggets on the plus points underdog here, Nikola Jokic over 29.5 points. I think he gets at least 30 points today. And then also, I want to lock in here Aaron Gordon over on his rebound total, which is at 6.5 rebounds. Let's go back over to points here. I think we do see, let's see if Stephen Curry is on the board for this one. Yes, he is, over on 25.5 points. I'm going to take Stephen Curry over 25.5 points. And then let's go back over to assist. I think we see Draymond Green go over on his assist total, and it's at plus money as well at 7.5, plus 102 odds. So we're definitely going to sprinkle that on here. We're going to take Draymond Green over 7.5 assists. So here is our four-leg power play to win you back almost $1,000 for this one on FanDuel, and it is as follows. Let's go ahead and check it out on the board here. We have Nikola Jokic over 29.5 points, Stephen Curry over 25.5 points, Draymond Green over 7.5 assists, and Aaron Gordon over 6.5 rebounds. We're going to take that in the Nuggets at the plus money at plus 6.5 to cover the spread tonight in the final game of the first day of the NBA playoffs against the Golden State Warriors. So again, here's our picks against the spread, and it is as follows. Grizzlies -6.5 over the Timberwolves, 76ers -4.5 over the Raptors, and Nuggets +6.5 over the Warriors. So appreciate everyone listening, and as always, it's Nothing But Bets. We're with you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. In the meantime, make sure you're locking your bets for a great postseason slate, and do it all throughout the playoffs here, and happy betting to you.